The demand for CBD products from hemp is growing, but what should consumers look for on the label? I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Tim O'Brien is with Apple Wellness in Wisconsin, where they sell CBD products derived from hemp. There are multiple companies making those products, and the list keeps growing. So what should you look for on the label?
QR codes are good. If there's not a QR code bringing you to the certificate of analysis, checking out their website, ensuring that what they say is in the label is actually in the product. There is a lot of struggles. It's the Wild West out there. FDA does not control this industry, and we need to make sure that there is label and product integrity. Sourcing is huge. Price point is big. Cannabinoid content, terpene-rich products. So if you cannot figure out all the details, try to work with a company that you can trust.
O'Brien recommends not falling for outlandish claims on CBD products.
There's bad synthetic CBD oils out there. There's good, better, best. There's the label will say it has 10 milligrams of CBD, and then it has 2 milligrams. But because there's not certificate of analysis and nobody controlling it, the consumer loses out in the end. So I think it's important for companies to take it on themselves to pay the extra money to have it third-party tested, proving to themselves, the consumers, and the world that it is quality.
People are using CBD products to reduce pain, stress, anxiety, and other symptoms. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.